box. We are, since we're sitting on the home side, we're usually on the visitor side, so I can't run over to the press box and introduce the band, so I wanted to do it this time for once. And, guys, I was in there with, you know, we're talking about their music. There's like five of them in there. I mean, you would have a blast. They're absolutely hilarious. And just to give you a heads up, of course, I need to keep quiet around the home crowd, but they're going to play for us Dixieland Delight as we leave.
All right.
They're
going to
do that
all
for
right.
us.
Maybe they can play Mountain Music when we put three in the backfield.
Well, I told them Mountain Music. Y'all can keep that going. And, you know, they're up there talking about they want to keep that music they're playing going. It kind of keeps their crowd into it because of how not great they are.
Well, there's a really big crowd tonight over on this side.
It is homecoming, yeah.
They do things right over here. It's having good product on the field is probably not far off.
But they were telling me how when they got started, I think he said they've been doing this now 13 years. When they first got started, they had like a $1,500, you know, speaker system up there. And he said, no, this ain't going to work. So the board said, okay, tell me what you need and why. Why do we need to justify the money? So here they go with this $30,000 system.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, everybody in Fort Payne. If you're on the live stream.
What'd you do to us?
Well, our internet pack went dead because it got unplugged somehow, and so it died on us, and so we were out for a few minutes. Sorry about that.
No,
we got it back. That's one of the easiest solutions I've ever had to deal with.
Wow.
I got a text that the live stream went down. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. This is when the fun starts, and so... It was a real simple solution, but we're back now. So
well, here we go, ready to start the second half as Fort Payne's on the field. Etowah is lining up. It is homecoming. They're
That'd
down
be Mortimer Jordan.
What'd I say, Etowah again?
Yes.
Did I do it?
Yes,
it is subconsciously integrated into my head. I think I was talking about it with
Well, maybe we'll schedule them next year.
The uniforms,
you know, we played them several years in a row. But anyway, this is Mortimer Jordan, guys, and this is a short kick. This is their first kickoff of the night. Fort Payne has it at their own 18-20. And Shankle's up the middle. Shankle spinning, turning, gets all the way up to the 37, 38-yard line.
Good return. Good return.
Fort Payne will start this drive first and 10. So we look for, with a score like this, the ones will take this first series, right?
Yeah. We just got to stay healthy. This is that point of the game where you just really can't afford to get anybody hurt. And, got Caden Adams coming in.
Griggs, Shankles in the backfield with Griggs. Two receivers far side. Ball is right in the middle between the hashes. Griggs will put Shankles in motion. Griggs turns and hands off to Adams. Adams hit quick behind the line. He'll lose a yard. That was a quick takedown by the first penetration I've seen all night out of them.
Yeah, they've still got some good-looking kids.
They do. They played some tough teams and played them tough. They beat Coleman and barely lost to Woodlawn at the end of the game. So, they, you know, they're capable.
Yeah, the sound guy sit up there with an iPad, and he's got his songs rotating in. He says sometimes he's in an 80s kick, and he'll hit 80s hairband. He said whatever the mood strikes him. Oh, we got four receivers, Brian, split on each side. Adams in the backfield with Griggs. Griggs looking to throw quick. As a man, hadn't turned around quick and bounced off his hands incomplete. We don't need this first drive.
No, it's been, we don't like one of three and out. But
don't give me hope.
It seems those two quick passes have been off the last two I've seen. Seem to be off the top.
Yeah, he's having to work with some guys, you know, Cooper Jackson and some of those other guys that are mostly defensive guys that don't play a lot of offense. So sometimes that can mess up your timing and not be real effective.
All right, here's Griggs working again with four receivers. Adams in the backfield with him. 11-11 to play in the third quarter. Griggs throws across the middle, has his man caught and dropped.
That was going to be short. Yeah, that's going to be short anyway.
Intended for 17. That'll be one of the few times the Fort Payne drives have stalled.
This might be our first punt of the game.
It is our first punt of the game.
It is. I do know that.
So Fort Payne will be 4th and 11. They'll be punting to Etowah. Etowah said it again. Mortimer Jordan, the guy, is back. Oh, he's back at the 5-yard line.
He's back. Yeah, I think he's back in the next county. He was watching the warm-ups because he's expecting a 60-yarder.
Yeah, Mortimer Jordan is standing at their own 20. Chambers set to punt for Fort Payne. Kick is up and away. It's another high boomer. He'll go back, fair catch all the way back at the 11 or 12, where they're going to mark it, 12-yard line. Steve, you're closer.
Yes. I'll just look at the monitor and see. I believe it is going to be the 12.
As far back as that guy was, he wasn't far back enough.
When he's doing that windmill fair catch, that, sometimes you see him drop it when they do that, but he caught it.
He caught that kind of almost over his shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, he was far back on his alignment and had to go further back after the punt.
All right, let's see what kind of adjustments the Mortimer Jordan Blue Devils made at the halftime for offense. They've got three receivers this time. They're starting out with three receivers. It looks like Reno's in the backfield with Rice.
Yeah, that was about a 50-yard punt, and it was caught in the air.
They'll put a man in motion from left to right. Rice takes a snap. Hand it off to Reno. Reno follows his blockers in a hole and picks up, looks good yardage. He's going to pick up
he's
five
close.
Or six.
I got to the
number
20.
40, Parker looks Reno with the carry.
That'll bring 90, up. Now he'll pick up a good
Rice
eight. So it's going to be second and two for the Blue Devils. I told him, I said, we can hear that. We can hear what they say nice and clearly on our microphone.
Yes.
All right, 10:30 to play in third. 24-0 lead for Fort Payne. Mortimer Jordan again hands off to Reno. Reno trying to follow his lineman. Fort Payne snubs it up, or stops it up is a better word, use of wordage. No gain. It'll be, nope, don't give him a yard. It'll be third and one. Nope, now they're backing up. Third and a long two from the 23-yard line of Mortimer Jordan.
Jimmy Bassett, he's moved out the defensive end tonight, and he's done a real good job.
Yeah, that front's played well without Chandler and Greathouse in. Yeah.
All right, here's Rice working with a third and two. Takes a snap. He'll roll right, following his running back, Fort Payne there. Do they stop him? I can't tell from my angle. Looks like they're going to give him the first down, by the way. The line judge has moved.
Yeah, y'all watching at home, Cooper Jackson playing that edge like that is just perfection. On just settling and not getting washed down inside, holding that edge and waiting on that running back to come out if he needs to. If he stays inside, then that's somebody else's play. But Cooper doing a good job there.
Yeah, the running back able to get enough for a first down. So it'll be first and 10 for the Blue Devils at their own 24-yard line. 9:30 and counting to go in the third quarter of play. Fort Payne leading 24-0. It's been an all Fort Payne ball game so far.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, we'll talk about this in a break. I didn't get to, did Coach Elmore give a halftime?
No, we're going to have to work on a system to get a longer signal. When we're this far out, we can't get down there to him.
Rice fakes the pitch. He'll throw down the middle. Has a man wide open. Caught
and
dropped.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow.
We were fortunate there.
Yeah.
He was wide. He was wide open.
I think we'd have caught him from behind, but it would have been a big game.
Yeah. It would take us a little while to catch him. He was running free by 5 yards at least. Mm.
Yes, that's right.
Got a little reggae on this one.
Yeah, I was talking to him. He does play music that is in response to some plays sometime. So kind of catch that if you will. All right, we've got a 4-5 receiver set now for Mortimer Jordan, quarterback to call his own number. Goes up the middle,
job,
hit
Cam.
Hard and fast.
Yeah, Cam Davis.
Yeah, he got rid of that blocker quick.
Is that going to bring up third and 10?
Right at it.
Third and 9.
Well, I tell you what, even with those guys out on defense, these guys getting this rep, these kind of reps in this kind of game is real valuable for those kids.
All right, it is third and 9 from the Jordan 24-yard line. Rice empty backfield, working again with five receivers. I don't think we've sacked Rice tonight, have we? He's going to throw it across the middle, has his man, and in and out of his hands, incomplete. Fourth down. Yeah, we haven't gotten to the quarterback.
Well, they're all on the sidelines that usually get them to the quarterback. Coleman Goodman had good coverage, but we were a little fortunate on that also.
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind him.
All right, with that fourth down play, this will send Shankles back for Fort Payne at the Fort Payne 40. Mortimer Jordan will be punting from their 10-yard line. Kicks up high. It's going to be a little short. Shankle's fair catch. It tells everybody to get out of the way. It takes another Mortimer Jordan bounce. And it keeps rolling toward the Fort Payne goal line, and it'll stop there at the 31.
That's about a 46-yard punt. Then.
We'll stay with it. Do we have any kind of Patterson's Music and Jewelry score update?
I'll see if I can find some here, Chris.
Well, he's looking. We don't have any.
We had a first quarter score, Bob Jones, 3, Gadsden City, nothing. That might be eventual.
We got Southside up on Etowah, 14-0. Athens leading Hazel Green, 7-0. Athens must have kind of fallen off.
And Hazel Green's a little better.
Yeah, maybe. Year.
I got Gadsden City 20-9 over Bob Jones.
Really?
Yes.
That's scary.
I got Central Clay beating Scottsboro 13-7.
All right, here's Griggs. Griggs turns hands off to number 16, Webb. Webb up to the 40.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Up to the 44, picks up to the Cab Appliance Warehouse, first down.
Yeah, I've got, you said Gadsden City 20-9 over Bob Jones.
Yeah, I got that. I saw
got Pisgah up 28-7 on Randolph. Collinsville leading Sandrock 28-12. Madison Academy leading Arab 28-14. Albertville leading Grissom at half 13-6.
That's an upset right there.
Boaz leading Geraldine 7-0 at halftime.
A little bit of an upset there.
Oh, no. It's 4A beating a 3A.
Gotcha. All right, here's Griggs. Griggs looking to throw. Got plenty of time. Griggs, now he'll throw across the middle. Has his man Shankles. Shankles picks up the first down. All the way across midfield to the Mortimer Jordan 40. That's the Cobb Appliance Warehouse first down.
It kind of feels like, Steve, maybe Coach Elmore decided they're going to try to do some intentional work on passing game maybe.
Yeah, it looked like Mortimer Jordan is too. This could be I'm not sure Chris will be pleased with the airing it out.
Yeah, let's don't do any incomplete passes. First and 10 from the Mortimer Jordan 40. Griggs. He'll hand off to his running back.
I believe Bentley's still in there. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
He's getting some good action tonight.
Bentley Webb.
He'll pick up, looks like, 4 yards. He will. That'll be second down and 6.
Number 15, Webb. Oh,
Mortimer Jordan's got lights on the drum sets over here.
Pardon?
The LEDs. There we go.
LEDs on the drums over here.
Oh. Is that legal?
It's not street legal, but it's legal in the stadium.
Okay. Here's Fort Payne with 3 receivers. Adams in the backfield with Griggs. He'll turn, hand it off to Adams. Griggs, hand it to Adams, and there's the old flag. What we got, Steve?
22 Adams with the carry. Flags on the field during the play.
That could be a hold.
On who?
Oh, well, it would probably be Fort Payne.
Well, I didn't know if it might have been the defender holding the receiver because that line judge threw the flag.
Well, that's what I'd call.
Yeah. And he threw it, and he landed it right there at the 40. Let's see what we got.
Holding on the offense.
Yep.
10 yards from the previous spot. Still second down.
So it'll be second and 16 now for the Wildcats with 6:51 to play in the third quarter. That'll move the ball back to the Mortimer Jordan 46. They've got to get to the 30 for a first down.
Well, we're in field goal range.
Yes, we are in field goal range. All right, Griggs working with 4 receivers. They're in a stack on each side. He'll turn quick shot out to number 16.
Cooper
He's at the 40. Cooper.
Number 16, Jackson with the
carry. Jaden Jackson had a good block downfield there.
Number 1, Jeremiah Goldsmith for the Blue Devils.
That play picks up 10 yards. It'll be third and 10. Well, 6 yards. Picked up 6. It'll be third and 10.
Yeah, Beastie Boys now.
Ball spotted on the Mortimer Jordan 40-yard line. Third and 10. 6:35 to play in the third.
Why don't you just hand off to Caden and see what happens?
Well, let's see what we got here. 3 receivers, 2 far side and 1 near on the short. Ball's on that near the right hash. Griggs looking to throw. He'll roll out left a little bit, throws down the middle, has a man on the step. That's Jackson. Jackson can't get to it. Incomplete.
Man. I think he's probably going to try to kick this. He is.
I know the guys up in the press box are excited to see this.
Yeah.
They talked about him the whole time I was up there. So what we got? How long we got here, Brian?
57 yards.
Wow.
57-yard field goal, folks.
He was hitting that easily in the warm-ups.
All right, let's see what we got.
A little different.
All right, Mortimer
right
Jordan fans, watch the leg. They're going to spot it on the 40.
They're going to have to call a timeout, or
47?
He may just take the penalty and see if he can kick it for 62.
Coach Elmore had to call it. He got it that anyway. One. Wow.
Did you hear that? I see the Mortimer Jordan people. They got their phones out.
We asked ourselves there.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. Let's take a 30-second and be back with Wildcat football after this.
At Fort Payne Urgent Care, we know the importance of accessible, quality medical care. That's why our walk-in clinic provides convenient and comfortable care 5 days a week. Our skilled team of medical professionals are equipped to provide quick assessment and treatment for children and adults, always being there when you need us most.
From Fort Payne Urgent Care, go Cats!
We're back here in Kimberly, Alabama, where Fort Payne is attempting a 57-yard field goal by Chambers.
It's hard to do it two times in a row, but I believe he can do it.
Yeah, he made the one.
Yeah, he did.
All the Mortimer Jordan fans have got their phones out videoing.
Do they really?
Yes. Snap, kick, up. It is long. It's plenty long enough. Good.
You got it. Three. Good night.
That's good. 57 yards.
Wow.
And they're impressed, aren't they?
Mortimer Jordan fans celebrate. All right, we'll take a 30-second. Be back with Wildcat football after this.
What you doing?
Just saving Kevin some money by bundling his home and auto coverage.
Nice. I wonder what Kevin's doing.
Call Alpha Agent Tyler Griggs in Fort Payne for a quote today.
Back here is Chambers. Hits a 57-yard field goal to make it 27-0. I'm sorry we're so lackadaisical in that. We're used to it from Fort Payne kickers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, most people wish like crazy to have a kicker. And Chambers kicks off that one to Birmingham.
Oh, gracious.
I mean, man, he's got it to where Mortimer Jordan just comes running this way. They don't even try.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd be interested to ask Coach Elmore if he thought about just letting them take the penalty. If they take that penalty, then he has a chance to tie Alex's record with a 62-yarder, which, looking at what he cleared, he's got the leg to do it.
Yeah, he was hitting in warm-ups. He was hitting easily from 62.
And then if I'm Hayden and I know my cousin's my holder, I tell him to back up 1 yard and let's make it 63 and go ahead and break it.
That's it. So the Blue Devils will come out with 6:20 to play in the third, down 27-0 to the Wildcats. Rice, the quarterback for the Blue Devils, has a man in motion left to right. He's throw it out to the running back. And Fort Payne tackles
play,
him quickly
Coleman.
After
job.
No gain.
Yeah. Yep. He got held and then still made a tackle. No, I'm sorry. That was Coleman Gooden. Good play.
That'll bring up second down, and they'll give him a half a yard, second and 9 from the Mortimer Jordan 21 or 20 and a half yard line. It's almost at the 21.
Yeah, Coleman Gooden has been in on a bunch of plays tonight, several tackles.
Here's Rice working with the four receivers. Makes the handoff, throws it quick out to wide receiver screen. Fort Payne there. Let's see, they're going to give him about 5 or 6 yards on that one. Looks like it's going to be a short third down play, third and 3 for the Blue Devils. 5:26 to play in the third. Third and 3 for the Blue Devils. Ball is spotted on the Blue Devil. Where is that? Blue Devil 27?
I think 28.
28?
Almost. I believe it's actually 3rd and 2. But
it's 3rd and 2.
Yeah. They got that full backfield now.
Rice takes a snap. He'll call his own number. He runs it, finds a hole. Looks like he has enough to pick up the first down and does. It'll be 1st and 10 at Mortimer Jordan.
It's locked in now, isn't it?
Number 6, Hannah Rice, the keeper, and that play is good for a Blue Devil first down.
Keep the faith, buddy.
I'm gonna tell you what, you got to admire somebody who's just going hard every play.
That's right.
And that PA guy is going hard every play. He ain't taking a play off.
He said they have. They said that people have come in there and said, "Y'all know what y'all just played?" They said, "Get out of the press box." Here's Rice, the quarterback from Mortimer Jordan. He'll hand it off to his running back. It is a different running back. Oh, that's number 28. Let me see his name.
Is that a young kid?
That is Christopher Brown. He is the sophomore.
Noah McKeon on a good G-string tackle.
Yeah. So Christopher Brown is the quarterback right now for Mortimer Jordan. Sophomore.
Good to see Braden Gatlin playing some corner out there. That's good to see. Junior defensive back. He's been having some good JV games lately.
Fort Payne with their version of Neck.
Speaking of songs.
You don't play the LSU version of that.
Please don't go look up Neck and play it on your Spotify.
All right, here's the full receiver set. They'll put a man in motion left or right. Rice taking a snap. He'll hit that motion man. No, he'll hit the inside receiver. Makes a move. He may have enough for a first down.
Yeah, that was a good-looking play there.
That was a good-looking play. Because normally you think he's going to hit that that receiver coming across, that motion man.
That was Trent Geis out there on the tackle, on the coverage.
First and 10 from
good pursuit.
Mortimer Jordan, 43. .313 to play in the third. Time is just a rolling. That's what we like. Here's Rice. Rice fakes the quick throw. He'll roll out. Fort Payne pressuring. He'll roll out left. Fort Payne still pressuring, and they'll push him out of bounds about the 45. No, they'll give him all the way up to 48. What a spot.
Well, he was tipped on that sideline. Once he cleared the edge and Jimmy Bassett chasing, there was nobody there to get him out of bounds until he got down to Cooper Jackson coming back to the play.
That play picks up 5 yards at second and five.
5 yard pickup for Mortimer Jordan. It'll be second and five with 2:54 to play in the third here on homecoming night in Kimberly, Alabama.
Boaz leading Geraldine 14-0 now, Chris. Plainview up on Sylvania 27-0.
All right, we'll see. Rice has an empty backfield now. He's got five receivers set. Quick throw to the right side. Has his man caught. He'll pick up another first down, and he's running over Fort Payne defenders all the way down to the Fort Payne 36, 37-yard line.
We're doing more shoulder than wrapping up on that play, but
it was a good run.
Good play for Morton.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that dude that caught it was stout.
Yeah.
Blue Devil first down.
He had some momentum built up.
Yes. Didn't he? So it's first and 10. Mortimer Jordan with their best drive of the night.
Yeah.
They have the ball in the Fort Payne 38, trailing 27-0. Rice working with five wides. He's got four to the near side. See what they do here. Rice, he'll throw to the right side. Ball might have been tipped. Maybe.
Yeah, I believe it
was.
Was
it? Okay.
Incomplete pass. Unfortunately, that stops the clock. Run the ball. Run the ball.
LL.
This is way back. We're going way back right here.
Wow. Folks, it's every play. He is playing music every play.
He's got them lined up back to back. He's scrolling through them. I watched him. I told you, if we go hang out in the press box with them, they're funny. All right, here we go with five wides, and I guess you got to be funny when, you know, you're down 27-0. There's a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second timeout ourselves and be back with Wildcat football after this.
For over a century, First Southern State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been a part of the fabric of Northeast Alabama. We believe in the power of tradition, the strength of community, and the importance of trust. From personal banking to business solutions, our dedicated local staff is here to offer the service you deserve. With two locations in Fort Payne, we're committed to treating every customer like family. Because at First Southern State Bank, community isn't just where we work. It's who we are.
And we're back. Wildcat football here on WZOB and FPTV. Chris Durris.
I'm too busy jamming, man.
He's enjoying the music.
I got my jam on.
He's down in Etowah.
I'm Etowah jamming. Come on, guys. Stay with me. All right, 2:10 to play. We're looking at second down and 10 for the Blue Devils. Rice, your quarterback. He'll roll out left. Got some blockers in front of him trying to find somewhere to go. He does. He squeezes through for about 4 or 5 yards, guys.
Yeah, definitely their best drive. Mark, what are they on? It's about 50, 60 yards so far.
Yeah, I believe Jimmy Bassett, another tackle.
Yeah, yeah, it's about 60 yards, 55 yards.
They started on the 20, I guess.
On the 20, they did.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah. 45 yards.
Right now, they're cold as ice, baby.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now you got me thinking about what he's thinking about on every play.
Here's four receiver set. Rice will roll out right. Now he'll throw back left for a wide receiver screen.
Great play. He's got,
he's at the 20-10 touchdown, Mortimer Jordan.
Wow.
The chalk is flying here in Jimmy Trotter Stadium.
They've been holding that all game.
They just threw a cloud of chalk, and everybody's trying to breathe at the moment. The student section, you can see it on their TV feed.
Yeah, I think it's coming our way, too.
Is that a la LeBron James? Is that what that was?
Tell about the, oh, that's powder. That's baby powder.
Isn't that, doesn't that LeBron James?
Is that it?
Didn't he do that before in a game?
Yeah,
Here's the extra point attempt. It is up and good. So Jordan
got a female kicker.
I think they do.
Boy, that is baby powder. I forget this.
All right, that's 27-7 lead for Payne. We'll take a 30-second. Be back with Wildcat football after this.
Bye, Mom.
Have a good day. Here you go.
What do you think?
We'll take it.
At First State Bank, we strive to make your banking experience a breeze so you can focus on what matters most. First State Bank. Hometown banking wherever you are.
We are back here in Kimberly, Alabama, where Mortimer Jordan gets on the board. And, guys, I feel like I need a diaper after all that baby powder.
That is scented baby powder, yeah, for sure.
Woo, that was a lot that floated our way.
And we did confirm that was a female, a girl kicking for Mortimer Jordan on the extra point. Riley, what was her last name?
Riley Walker.
Yeah.
Well, Mortimer Jordan, after a great drive and great play call there, gets on the board against Fort Payne. Now they look like they might onside it here. What do y'all think, guys? Surely not.
Well, they run up to it and pretend to kick and then go back and kick.
Yeah, they did that.
Oh, y'all seen that
other time, yeah. They opened the half.
Looks like we got a player hurt over on the sideline.
We do?
Yeah. That car did.
There's the kickoff. Looks like, is that Schenkel? Schenkel's receiver.
Riker Schenkel, yep.
20, he's at 25, got a hole. He's at
30. Oh, wow.
Loose.
Yeah, oh, boy, he's
and he's
close.
And dragged down at the 39.
So close.
That opened up for a second.
Schenkel's with the three. I thought he was going to get loose. 0 world with the stop. All right, 27-7 lead. Minute 13 to play in the third. Fort Payne leading 27-7. See what Coach Elmore Conworth, if he gives a heavy dose of run. Maybe.
Yeah, I may want to try to get on out of here.
And the baby powder is still floating around the stadium. Goodness gracious.
You can smell it.
Oh.
We are right behind it. It looks like we're going to get a little Toomer's Corner action behind us. Some people setting up some
toilet rolls.
Toilet paper.
That'll be funny all over the electronic equipment. Here comes Griggs. Griggs takes a snap, quick throw out this side. Has Schenkel. Schenkel's wrapped up immediately, but he picks up about 7.
45.
Good pass and catch.
Number 6. He is not Griggs. Responsible all right there. 17.
Schenkel's open for the pass. Number 1, Jeremiah Goldsmith.
Given the 42-yard line.
I think that may be Preston Ledford leaving the field. I'd heard word that he had gotten little concussion, maybe concussed, and it was kind of getting painful for him.
All right, 2nd and 5 for the Wildcats. They'll hand it off to Adams. Adams finds a crease. He'll get up to close to the first down. Let's see if they give it to him.
I believe he's got it, Chris.
They are. It is going to be at the Cab Appliance Warehouse. First down.
We need to get that touchdown back.
So you say he's been concussed?
Yeah. I've gotten word that he was in a lot of pain on the sideline. So they may be just taking precautionary measures.
All right, so 15 seconds to go in the third. Man, I used to love this song, Jam On It. Jam On It by Nucleus. Jam On It. This is straight up breakdancing. Who broke dance in this group?
I did not. I've never done it.
I popped and locked all day long.
Something would have been broken. Huh?
Somebody had to help me up.
All right, in the third quarter, Fort Payne leads 27-7. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back with Fort Payne Wildcat football after this. Guys, we've had fun this
Stuck on the side of the road? Whether it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m., 24/7 Towing and Recovery has your back, day or night. Flat tire, logged out, dead battery, or need a tow? Our professional team is ready to help, anytime, anywhere. With fast response times and reliable service, we'll get you back on the road in no time. Call 24/7 Towing and Recovery now, because we're just a phone call away, anytime, anywhere. 24/7 Towing and Recovery, your roadside heroes, always on call.
incoming.
I'm going to tell you what. They are going to have a good time at Mortimer Jordan.
Yes.
When I came here earlier in the week to test the service here, make sure we could broadcast, you may want to call this play and we'll talk about it, Chris.
Sure. Griggs has the ball. Griggs is the quarterback. He's working with three or four receivers. I haven't seen Blaylock since the first quarter.
Yeah, I think he may be a little banged up too. We got to see what's going on with him. So we came in and I saw a lot of yards rolled in Kimberly and Morris.
I did see that.
And evidently the parents said, enough of that, and we're going to roll you back. So they've been throwing toilet paper right over our heads, which the students are taking and throwing right back towards us and hitting our equipment, which is fantastic. Nothing like broadcasting with toilet paper slinging all over the place.
Who in the world throw toilet paper at a football game? I don't know.
Here's Griggs.
After a football game, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mortimer Jordan looking to bring the heat. Griggs, got to get rid of it. He heaves it out there. Nobody's there. It'll be incomplete. Bring up second and five. Yeah, I mean, you know, looking like some good old toilet paper.
Yeah. I mean, it was almost every – it was a lot of yards. I don't know if y'all saw it coming in, but – a lot of yards got rolled out.
I did see some. There was 1 yard. You couldn't see the house for all the toilet paper. All right, here's a second and five play for the Wildcats. Two running backs in the backfield with Griggs. He's got two receivers left side. He'll hand off to Bentley Webb. He pushes forward for about 2 or 3 yards. He'll bring up a short third down, third and
Jackson
two.
With the carry. And number 20, Carroll.
Ball is on the Mortimer Jordan 42-yard line. 11:39 to play in the game. Fort Payne leading 27-7. Yeah, let me know if you've got any of those Patterson's Music and Jewelry score updates.
Yeah, nothing terribly out of line. It's outside up on Etowah 14-3.
Griggs will hand off to runs back over the, I'm going to say, safety. That'll be at the Cab Appliance Warehouse. First down.
Athens up on Hazel Green 14-0. Gadsden City still leading Bob Jones 20-9. Central Clay 13-9 over Scottsboro. Pisgah 34-14 over Randolph. Albertville 20-12 over Grissom. Collinsville 35-12 over Sandrock. Decatur leading Lee 21-6.
Here's a third down. No, here's a first down play for Fort Payne from the Mortimer Jordan 35.
Boy, they're around that line of scrimmage, aren't they?
Griggs fakes the handoff. Nice fake. Looking to throw. Griggs across the middle. Has his man. Shankles at the 25. Shankles makes a move. Shankle around. Shankles
around. Good job.
Still shankling. All the way down the Mortimer Jordan 15. Inside the Alpha Red Zone. Sponsored by Tyler Griggs with the DeKalb Appliance Warehouse.
I like that.
That's a patented move right there.
The shankling.
The shankling. The shankle.
He pulled a shankling on him.
Mr. Tom might say, that's not a shankling. Ball spotted on the Mortimer Jordan 16-yard line, first and 10 for the Wildcats.
And clock running.
Here's Griggs. He's got Webb behind him trying to bounce out the right side, trying to find somewhere to cut up. And there's the old flag.
Yeah. It's going to be first and 20.
Yeah, that was a Shanklin hold there.
Sometimes I call that the drive killer. So that's going to be the old patented hold. I don't think Mortimer Jordan's been flagged for a hold tonight, have they?
Yeah,
maybe
they were.
In the first half.
First half?
Them? Yeah, they were. I forgot. It was a driver. Right at the end of the half.
So that'll move the ball back to the Mortimer Jordan 26, where it'll be first and 20. Fort Payne can get a first down at the 6-yard line, or inside the 6-yard line. In the backfield with Griggs is Caden Adams. They'll move the ball over to the right hash. Why do they do that? Why are they moving
I guess because that's where the play ended. Okay. So it would be on that hash anyway.
Ball's on the right hash. Three receivers. This time Griggs is under center. Adams is behind him. He'll put Shekels in motion. He'll hand off to Adams. Adams finds a hole. Adams pushing forward for about 4 or 5 yards.
Good hard run.
Yep.
Good block.
Adams with the carries. Number 8.
9:44 to play. Fort Payne leading 27-7. It's homecoming here in Kimberly, Alabama. We're at the Jimmy Trotter Stadium, home of the Mortimer Jordan Blue Devils. Or, you know, their other name, the Etowah Blue Devils.
Yeah, yeah. Or that.
Or that. You think I'd get all the black and gold teams mixed up as much as maybe we have in Northeast Alabama. All right, four receiver set. Griggs has. Is that Adams in the backfield with
him? It is.
Adams in the backfield. He'll hand it off. No, fake the handoff to Adams, and the ball is blocked down. He tried to throw it, and he just got smothered.
Did he slip or get somebody step on his foot?
I think there's somebody riding on him.
Does FPTV do rerun?
Not on away games. Our equipment's in the stadium, so it's the only place we can have replay at this point. Maybe deaf in the future.
That's going to bring up 3rd and 16 for the Wildcats from the Mortimer Jordan 22-yard line. See what Coach Elmore has dialed up here on a 3rd and 16, definitely inside field goal range. Griggs again looking through. He'll get his running back out to the right. Nice play. Adams trying to make a move. Adams gets around the first guy. Adams is going to pick up to the DeKalb Punts Warehouse first down.
Yeah, a little wheel route there.
Wheel route. Pretty, isn't it?
It is. Called it a timely. When it's timely called, it really difficult to cover.
First and goal, Fort Payne.
So that's got a total yards. What are we at with Caden Adams? He may be inching towards 200.
Yeah, he's look here.
First and goal from the 2, Fort Payne. They line up.
Looks like Joshua Barnhill's in there on the offensive line.
Griggs has got Adams behind him. He'll turn and hand it to Adams. Adams bounces around the left side. Adams reaches.
He's
touchdown.
In.
Touchdown, Fort Payne.
He's only a yard and a half in all the way to waiting on.
Wow.
Fort Payne touchdown.
I agree completely. I don't know what he was thinking about, but he did get in 33-7, Fort Payne. As the Etowah Knights start to head to the house.
Yeah, Caden Adams, he's got 125 yards tonight, but he's got another 19 yards rushing. Receiving.
Holly is pointing out how our crowd's going crazy over there.
And that kick is up. Mortimer Jordan now leads Fort Payne.
And importantly, Caden Adams has four touchdowns.
Wow.
Guys, I'm out of here. I'll see y'all later. Apparently, I am done. I am done. I just said Mortimer Jordan leads Fort Payne. I'm done.
There we go.
I think he checked out in the first quarter.
It is getting bad.
All right.
I need to take my medicine or something, guys.
Hey, go for it.
We staying here? We're going to break.
Go get a CAT scan.
I don't know if we got enough time to go to break now.
I got to stay here and correct myself. All right, here we go.
Come on, you got it.
Fort Payne leads Mortimer Jordan 34-7 with just under 9 minutes to play in the game.
Brian, you say Carter Blaylock was banged up a little?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything major. I don't think either of them are major, but don't know.
Just holding him out for the.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we won't need him tonight. Caden and Bentley Weber doing outstanding jobs.
Yeah, Bentley's going to be a really good ball player. Already is one, but he'll take that spot next year.
Chambers set the kickoff for Fort Payne. This one deep into Birmingham territory. So wow. Mortimer Jordan will start first and 10 from their 20. Y'all know, I guess I need a doctor looking in my head. What am
That's
I thinking
true.
About? Good night. I am off.
You're thinking about being in Gadsden all day tomorrow.
That's true. That or trying to drive home, find my way home. Because there's a few turns between here and 59.
A little bit.
All right, Fort Payne crowd still hanging around, of course.
Yep. It seems like it got bigger than we thought it was going to be initially.
It kind of filled up their stands a little bit over there. We're across the way on the home side. Mortimer Jordan had a really good drive last drive. Let's see if they can put that together again.
Yeah, speaking of the drives, Fort Payne, that last one was 11 plays, 62 yards with, again, Caden Adams.
Four touchdowns.
Going in for the touchdown.
And roughly 145 yards.
Yeah, total.
Total,
yeah, about 145 yards. Having a good night. He's hitting that hole so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Rice with the sophomore quarterback behind him. He'll put in his basket. He'll get the hole, try to squeeze through, picks up three. I'll give him four. It'll be second and six.
Number 28, Chris Brown with the carry.
Chris Brown. I guess I call him Chris. What am I saying? Christopher? Is that what I called him? Yes, they call him Chris Brown.
Like the rapper?
Or the singer. I think Chris Brown's I don't know if he's a rapper or a singer. I think he's more singer.
Yeah. You know, that was Coleman Gooden on that Goodman
he's
again.
He's had a good night.
He has had a really good night.
Rice with Brown to his right. Brown stayed. Now he'll go back out. Now they're going to throw it down the middle. They have the man and just overthrown.
Man.
Had position on our defender, but just couldn't get him the ball.
Yeah.
Phew. He's got a good arm.
I'll bring up third and six with 8 minutes to play in the fourth. Fort Payne leading 34-7. Sorry, 34. Yeah, they got a missing light.
Yeah,
so.
It does look like 24.
Yeah. Somebody lights missing.
Mine's missing, for sure. Somebody turned it out earlier.
No.
All right, four receivers now for Mortimer Jordan. Bryce. He'll roll out to his right side, looks downfield. Now he'll throw and find his receiver.
He got it.
That's just too easy.
Kind of sat down in a soft place right there.
It is.
Rice, number 16, Reno.
That's a Mortimer Jordan first down.
That'll
go up to the Blue Devil 42-yard line. 7:47 to play. At least those completed passes keep the clock running.
Yeah. I think we're getting some younger kids in, Chris.
Gotcha.
I think I see Landon Houston in there.
Bryce, quick throw. Has a man out there. Just couldn't quite get it to him. It'll be incomplete. Second down.
Bryce's pass intended for Reno.
That's the only one I see that normally not in the rotation.
Well, we started out with a bunch of young kids tonight.
I know it.
So they've done a really good job.
And bringing in Jaden Henderson, he's a great young player. He's going to be really good one day. That corner on the top side.
Yeah.
7:31 to play in the game. Fort Payne leading 34-7. Rice is your quarterback for the Blue Devils. He'll be set back to throw across the middle. Has his man. Ooh,
big hit.
Fort Payne, but not enough to slow him down to get a first down.
Coleman Goodman. Goodman again.
Now that's
Colin Pugh.
That's Colin Pugh on that one.
Okay, 25. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought that was 35.
That's the first down for the Blue Devils. Ball is spotted as they cross midfield. It's on the Fort Payne 44-yard line. First and 10, Mortimer Jordan. All right, with that incomplete pass, they can talk about it and look around all they want to. It keeps that clock running.
That's right.
7 minutes to play in the game. Another four-receiver set for the Blue Devils. Rice, again, looking to throw.
Oh, here we go.
Has a man out
there. Turn around. Don't run into it.
Yeah, it's going to be a flag.
And it is a flag.
There it is.
Turn around.
That'll be pass interference for Fort Payne.
Yeah, I think. A little Def Leppard tonight.
6:49 to play. Fort Payne leading 34-7.
Pass interference.
As Mortimer Jordan's wanting a little sugar poured on him right here.
If I was a fan, this would be enjoyable, but it's very distracting when you're trying to call the game.
Yes.
They got a ton of people here tonight.
They do. They've got a great crowd.
Yeah. This is where the entertainment is.
Yeah. All right, here's a first down and 10 now for Mortimer Jordan from the Fort Payne 30. Penalty will give him the first down. Rice fake slaps his hands, and he'll slap him and take the ball. Rice looking to throw. He'll roll out right. He'll take it himself. Fort Payne giving chase. He's got a lot of yardage. Fort Payne defenders went way downfield. He got all the way down to the 10-yard line.
Number six, Tanner Rice.
Kind of getting out of passing lanes, getting a little sloppy there defensively.
First and goal. Did he get inside the 10? Or?
Yeah, I think he got in around 6, I thought.
Looks like he's right before the 10. So
okay. Never mind.
They are going to call it first and goal from the 10-yard line.
Yeah,
so.
they don't have the – they have the sticks over on the side, so yeah, it's inside the 10 or on the 10.
All right, so 6:41 to go in the game. Here's Rice. Another successful drive by the Mortimer Jordan Blue Devils from their own from the Fort Payne 10, looking to put it in again. Rice takes a snap, looking to throw quickly across the middle. Has a man over there. Incomplete. Be second down and 10 for the Blue Devils.
A little like Patrick Bogdan on the coverage on that play.
Mm-hmm.
6:34 to play. 34-7 lead. Fort Payne over Mortimer Jordan. It is the Mortimer Jordan homecoming. Fort Payne's just a note. Fort Payne's homecoming is next week.
That's right.
Make sure y'all come out and support the team. It's homecoming. Yeah,
evidently, Buckhorns decided they're going to play some ball this year, Steve.
Yeah. They look good coming off the bus last year, but they a lot better this year, it seems like.
Rice takes it himself. Second goal, Fort Payne there. Oh, he spins off the Fort Payne tackler, bounces outside.
He's going to score.
He's in for a touchdown. Nice run by Rice.
Here comes the baby powder.
Uh-oh. I think the
baby powder did fly.
Yeah, not as much as the first touchdown, though.
No.
They may be running out.
We can only hope.
All right, 34-13 lead as the Blue Devils attempt the extra point with 6:25 to go in the game.
That's Riley Walker in there again.
Riley Walker puts a foot into it, kicks it through, and it's good. So at the break, Fort Payne leads 35-14. We'll be back after this after a 30-second timeout with more Fort Payne Wildcat football. Riley Walker.
Hey Fort Payne, it's game time, and the Cabin Sportsman and Pond is ready to gear you up for the great outdoors and cheer on our Wildcats. Whether you're looking for the best deals on hunting supplies or need rugged outdoor clothing, we've got you covered. But we're not just about the hunt, we're all about the game too. That's why we're proud to support our Fort Payne Wildcat football team. So whether you're hitting the woods or the stands, come see us at the Cabin Sportsman and Pond with gear that's as tough as our team.
Back. Welcome back to Kimberly, Alabama, and specifically Jim Trotter Stadium, the home of the Mortimer Jordan Blue Devils. They've added on another touchdown here late in the fourth. Fort Payne leads 34-14 with 6:25 to go in the game. You heard Brian and them talking about just earlier, Fort Payne using a lot of substitutions right now, trying to stay healthy. This is a non-region game.
Yeah. Hopefully these little bang-ups this week will be recovered next week. Got a big region game. This is going to be kind of critical in Fort Payne's pursuit of the region championship here.
And Mortimer Jordan does
now when they step on the line, it's offside.
That's right,
they
Steve.
Just called.
And the flag is thrown by the line judge. You stepped on the line, so we'll back it up 5 yards.
On the kicking team, 5 yard penalty, we kick.
Trade you 30 seconds for 5 yards. Let's just run the clock.
Guess y'all won't do that again. If you you're not seeing it, the team kind of is bunched together, and they run up to the football like an onside, then they stop and back up, get in their normal positions. This time they went a little too far, got a little too happy. All right, so here's Mortimer Jordan now. They'll do...
Oh, they did it again.
I guess that's just their standard kickoff procedure.
I guess so.
6:25 to play in the game. Now they'll kick it off. This is a squib on the ground. Fort Payne picks it up, and they'll let it roll, and they're still letting it roll.
Whoops. Cooper Jack.
And they'll run across the right sideline. I'm not sure what was going on there. Fort Payne will start first and 10. What yardage y'all got, 22
guys,
or 23?
Grab your attention, please. We've got a lost set of car keys somewhere in the stadium. If y'all could look around you, see if you got a set of car keys.
That's the worst right there.
That's a bad feeling, isn't it?
Lost set of car keys is the worst.
So y'all got some car keys, bring them up here.
Man. Where is it? I guess we're staying here right now.
Yeah.
There's some stadiums that have, like, up underneath the bleachers is like a metal thing. So if some trash stuff, it slides down to the bottom.
Oh, really?
You ever seen that?
Uh-uh.
Like your cups and stuff, if it goes down, it hits a slide and goes down to the bottom.
I like that.
Makes it easier to pick up. But, you know, keys and stuff will be down at the bottom. All right, here's Fort Payne. Griggs turns and hands off to his running back, Webb.
Mm-hmm.
Following a couple of blockers, he picks up, what, three? Looks like three. It'll be second and seven.
I think he went to 25 near, yeah, 20. All right, 22 to 25, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
6 minutes and counting to go in the game. Fort Payne second and seven. Looks like the Mortimer Jordan 25-yard line. No, they'll say second and six. Must be a long six. Griggs working with four receivers. Webb still in the backfield with him.
Yep.
And he'll hand it off to him. And he'll push forward, picks up a couple yards. Be third and four.
Number 15, Webb with the
carry. So looking ahead, Chris, we got next week Buckhorn homecoming for Fort Payne. Buckhorn 2-1 in the regions, beat
the Blue Devils.
Hazel Green and Lee, which are the, you know, essentially the bottom two teams in the region, but and lost to Gadsden City 31-6. So it's not a complete blowout. It's closer than one would think against them. So expect Fort Payne to have a challenge this week.
Third and three play, pass incomplete, be fourth down.
Bad snap there.
Yeah.
You had to pick that one up off the ground.
Fort Payne offense now. I don't know if the one, are there any twos in that offense?
Yeah, they're sprinkling some in right now. The line's ones. There's some of the wideouts you're getting in. Gavin Hall getting in.
They look a little discombobulated. I did say discombobulated.
There you go.
So Chambers back to punt for Fort Payne with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Good time for another long punt.
Snap right into his hands. Kick. Up and away.
And that is a long punt.
Wow.
And it'll hit at the 22. Roll. Take a Fort Payne bounce. Still taking a Fort Payne roll, and it's turned over
sideways.
So
what do we got there? He's on the 30, the 28-yard line.
It's going to roll to the 7.
75 yards?
60, I think, yeah. 28, 30 to the.
Man, we'll take that punting average all day.
70, yeah, 75 yards.
On the 28.
72. And then another 75 yards. 75.
My goodness.
I don't know about y'all, but that's a good punt.
You know, that's
in my book.
It's a shank for him.
It's acceptable.
All right, so Mortimer Jordan will start this series on their own 7-yard line after the 75-yard punt with 4:51 to play in the game, trailing by 20, 34-14. Rice in the backfield all by himself. He's got 5 wides. Rice looking to throw quickly, does, finds his man, quick throw and catch. He picks up 7 yards. It'll be 2nd and 3.
Number 6, Rice, the number 14, Madrid.
Yeah, at this point, I only see Landon Houston in as kind of a reserve player. Everybody else has been the guys playing fairly regularly. Jaden Henderson coming this way.
All right, 2nd, and they're going to say 2. It's a very long 2. Well, I'm not sure where they – I can't get that. It's not 3, so it's 2. Very long 2. 4 minutes to play in the game. 4 receivers again. No, 5 receivers again. Rice looking to throw across the middle. Has a man. Reach up. Did he make the catch? Man, what a nice catch by the Mortimer Jordan receiver. He got hit and caught that ball.
About 4 points got it.
Yeah, Colin Pugh pulled it away from him. They're saying
catch.
They're saying incomplete.
Incomplete. Okay.
In Norman, Oklahoma, that'd be good.
You're right about that.
I'm just messing with you.
It was complete for a touchdown, Steve.
And I'm not really an Auburn fan.
really, Steve?
If you were watching that game, I bet your head exploded.
I thought, oh, my Lord, they're from Gunners.
Don't forget we're on there, Steve.
Don't forget I don't care.
It is 3rd and 3. That's the last you'll hear of Steve Chambers.
All right, we're out of here. We'll go ahead and shut it down now.
It's like a 30-second.
Holly breathes a sigh of relief.
We'll be back with Fort Payne Wildcat football after Steve.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm just finishing up this claim for Rachel.
Huh. What's Rachel doing?
Call Alpha Agent Michelle Graham in Fort Payne for a quote today.
Welcome back to Kimberly, Alabama, the home of the Mortimer Jordan Blue Devils. Your Wildcats lead the Blue Devils 34-14. It's homecoming here. And just like that, Steve's gone. No, Steve's still here.
I'm glad you're down. I can't find my way back home.
Well, me and Brian are way over here. I'm glad you're by Holly because she'll just slap you, you know, if you get too out of hand.
When's the last time you heard Too Legit to Quit?
Not in a long time.
It's been a long time
since I had my flappy pants.
Never in my house.
They are playing Too Legit to Quit.
The last timeout was an injury timeout. It's not a timeout to Mortimer Jordan.
So that was an injury timeout.
Okay, so we're still going.
So give that one back. 4 minutes to go in the game. 9:18 to go here tonight.
So you got to wind the clock then, Mr. Official.
So five receiver set.
And that was incomplete pass, Steve.
Oh. Rice all alone. He'll call his own number. He'll roll out left side. He's got room, and he'll pick up the first down easily up to about the 20.
Number 6, Tanner Rice.
Mortimer Jordan, 20-yard line.
Good for a Blue Devil first down.
So he'll run it out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. You know that irritates me.
They're doing everything to stop the clock right now. We're going to get about 5 seconds per play.
A little thunderstruck action after the big play. Another four receiver set. This time they got the running back in the backfield. That's Chris Brown. And Rice will roll out right, left side. Fort Payne gives chase, and he'll throw it out of bounds.
I got
complete.
It.
Stops the clock.
Yeah, Tanner Rice has got 67 yards rushing. I kind of figured it might be more than that.
See Colin Wilson out there playing a little defensive tackle.
I tell you what, though, he can flat dodge a sack.
Yeah, he can.
He's pretty elusive.
Yeah.
All right, what we got, guys? 3:52 to go in the game, 2nd and 10. Ball's on the Mortimer Jordan 21. Fort Payne leading 34-14. Four receivers, two on each side. Brown in the backfield with Rice. See what Rice will do here. He'll drop straight back. Look, throws across the middle. Pass complete. They sit down in the soft part of the coverage and gets another first down. First and 10 for the Blue Devils from their own 32-yard line. 3:38 to play. That's just like a running play. Keeps that clock moving. Y'all can tell we are way far away from Fort Payne.
Yep.
So
ready to hit the road.
Rice takes a snap. Fort Payne playing Mountain Music now finally. And there goes Rice, gets about 8 yards. Finally talked to the band director, Mr. Pask, into playing Mountain Music as stand music.
Number 6, Tanner Rice, with the keeper.
And he decides to do Little John.
Yeah, Little John and Mountain Music. That's a good combination.
Turned down for what?
Mountain Music.
Let's see if Colin Wilson get held 3 plays in a row.
Just under 3 minutes to play. Rice fakes the handoff. He'll roll out right, looking to throw. Has a man with a step. And Fort Payne, nice defense there for an incomplete pass.
Riker, no.
Patrick Buffett.
Patrick Buffett.
Patrick Buffett. Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. For 10 Bridges.
Ball's incomplete. So you got third and three. Clock has stopped.
So tomorrow the Tide takes on who?
Yeah, what do you think, Steve? How you feeling?
That's Georgia. Y'all take on the Dogs.
Go to Athens. Well, we're going to try to make it 11 out of 12.
How you feeling about it?
I always get nervous playing Georgia.
What's the spread?
1.5.
Is that all?
It started out 3.5.
Okay.
Five receiver set for the Mortimer Jordan Blue Devils. Third and three. Rice all alone in the backfield. Takes a step. He'll call his own number. And he'll pick up the first down up to the 43-yard line.
Number six, Rice with the keeper.
Got Colin Wilson on that tackle.
Does generate a Blue Devil first down.
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
That's when they put a Connor Gerard in at offensive. Our last drive at offensive tackle. And I guess with this in mind to play Colin on defense.
Yeah.
34-14 lead. Ball's on the Mortimer Jordan 43. Rice, now he's got Brown in the backfield with him again, looking to throw for Payne there, and they get him, and down he goes.
There we go.
Good job.
There's one. There's a long time waiting sack.
Colin Wilson, Jimmy Bassett putting the initial hit on him.
I think he lost about 7 yards, 7 or 8 yards on that play. So where they?
Well, he fails the game.
It says fails the game.
Fails the game.
It really failed the game.
Yeah. They will say lost.
That's two. One for 6 yard loss. Yeah. One for 7 yard loss.
Let's get Hank to do that.
But technically, that's right.
That's true.
It failed the game.
It did fail the game.
It did.
Right?
So it's second and 17 for the Blue Devils. A minute 39 to go in this homecoming contest for Mortimer Jordan. They'll hand off to Brown. Brown up the middle. Brown trying to break loose. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
28.
That'll bring up third and 10 for the Blue Devils with a minute 20 and counting.
7 yards.
Just run the ball, coach. Go ahead. Y'all go home. You got your homecoming dance you got to get to.
Yep.
They don't ever throw to 30. He looks like the athlete out there. But.
Well, I was told Fort Payne fans listening back at Fort Payne that the Mike guy might give us a little Dixieland delight as we leave here tonight.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. A little throw out to the right side. Fort Payne there and picks up. No, and he just gets back to the line of scrimmage.
It took about six of them, but they got him down. Good job. Fourth down. Funny.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something because there's looks like a five-second differential between the play clock and the game clock. 35 seconds left in the game, 27 seconds left on the play clock. 34-14, Fort Payne's going to get away with the win, visiting Mortimer Jordan. Is this our first time ever down here?
No, I think they've been here fairly recently in the last couple of years before I started broadcast.
Rice tried to look like he didn't have the ball. Look, it slipped out of his hands through a duck like it was shot out of the sky on the fourth down play. Incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs. Fort Payne will get it. They'll do victory formation, and we will go to the house.
We may air it out.
Yeah, let's just close this one out here.
So next week, Fort Payne will be at home for homecoming, taking on the Buckhorn Bucks.
And I got to add a north cut on the field.
Oh, is he out there?
Yep, one play.
27, correct?
That's right. All right.
Run a reverse to it.
North cut on the field.
We got a new quarterback.
We'll just talk it out there, Miss Holly. And we will run a play. Hand it off to number 44. Michael Washington gets tackled for a loss.
And that'll
be the game.
I'm trying to figure out how to get a stat in here for the Northcutt guy.
Well, that'll do it. Fort Payne is your winner here at homecoming in Mortimer, Jordan. They take the 34-14 win. We'll stay right here, guys. We'll let him look at the stats. Y'all give us your thoughts.
Steve, what do you think?
Well, if you told me before the game we're going to win three touchdowns, I said, hey, I'll take it. I will take it.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I was not certain that Fort Payne would be able to do what they did tonight, just because, not because of Fort Payne, but because I thought Mortimer Jordan was a little bit better this year than when they came up to our place, and then of course playing here.
Yeah, we had our handful last year with them.
Yeah, and so I wasn't, you know,
thought we would win, but I didn't know we would be as dominant as we were, and I'm thankful for that. Hopefully these kids that got a little banged up tonight are going to be okay, and hopefully that we can get Great House and Chandler back next week. That'll be a huge advantage for Fort Payne going into homecoming next week. So you got to be pleased overall with everything, and at this point, Fort Payne is a next man up type of team right now, and those guys are producing, so you got to be pleased with that and excited about next week.
Yeah, hopefully Preston Leffert's okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
If he has a concussion, I doubt he'll play next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be good long-term, of course.
All right, Mark Malone, stats?
Yeah, we've got we had 17 first downs, 261 yards rushing on 27 carries, 107 yards passing. We were 9 of 17. Blake was 9 of 17 passing with one interception. And on, let me see, we held Mortimer Jordan to 280 or 292 yards total offense. A lot of that they got in the second half. They had 20 first downs too, but they kept the ball for a while. That was mostly against our, I think against our twos and threes. On the defense, some of our leaders, well, hang on a second, let me get to this. First off, rushing. Caden Adams, 125 yards, 12 rushes for 125 yards and four touchdowns. Carter Blaylock, four rushes for 76 yards, and he didn't play, I don't guess he played any in the second half. Bentley Webb had nine rushes for 53 yards. Receiving, 72 yards for Riker Shankles on six catches. Kicking, I've got to bring up Hayden Chambers on the punts. He had two punts. Long punt of 65 yards and an average of 58.5. So that was a pretty good night for Hayden Chambers. Plus, he had a 57-yard field goal. So the folks at Mississippi State are going to be happy to see what's coming their way. Defense.
Can he change his mind? Has he got time to change his mind?
I know. I think we need to redshirt him, like you said. Defense, Noah McKeon, six tackles. He's led the way all year. Coleman Goodman, five. Cooper Jackson, five.
How many did Jimmy Bassett have?
Jimmy Bassett had, let me get to him down here, got a pick tonight. And I think that about
all right. Well, that'll wrap it up here for all of us at WZOB. Fort Payne is your winner, 34-14, down here in Kimberly, Alabama, the home of Mortimer Alliance, Cedar Bluff Oil, My Supply, Shankles Body Shop, Moreland Tire, First Fidelity Bank, Alpha Insurance Agent Tyler Griggs, 24/7 Towing and Recovery, DeKalb Appliance Warehouse, Bruce's Foodland, North Alabama Trophies, Remax Property Agent TV for their continued partnership in bringing you Wildcat football. Tune in next week.